This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, the man who wrote the curious music in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
First, this week, a refugee camp survivor spent his first day on the job as a representative in New Hampshire's state legislature. While Richard Comey is new to the State House, he is not new to politics. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein has a report.
It's not just freshmen in high school who can get a little flustered on their first day.
January, Monday, 15.
Democratic State Representative Richard Comey is standing on the marble floor in New Hampshire's State House. He says he's not really sure what he's doing today.
Apparently, I brought in the wrong schedule.
Despite the confusion, Comey knows his way to Reps Hall, where the state's 400 representatives are meeting. In New Hampshire, lawmakers are volunteers.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am very excited. I am excited because, again, this is not something I probably would have been able to do in Africa.
Welcome to the New Hampshire House.
In New Hampshire, Comey is congratulated for his political involvement, for his political passion. In his native Nigeria, he was chased out.
I don't know if you would like to see some of the pictures that I took while I was in the refugee camp, but...
Comey and I are in his living room. As he goes off to get the pictures, he walks past framed photos of himself with Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. The happy, smiling faces stand out compared to the snapshots in his hand.
This is how I looked at the time. I will say I was, if I say lanky, that would be an understatement. I was very lanky, and my face looked very gaunt. And if you look at me very well in this picture, I look like someone who did not get enough sleep, even if I did get enough sleep all the time.
Comey wound up in the camp after the Nigerian government cracked down on political activists who opposed oil company operations in the country.
They burnt houses, they imprisoned people, they kidnapped people, they shot people at sight. I had to choose between dying and leaving the country.
Comey says he nearly died in the camp, living off meager rations and the shellfish he caught. The day he arrived in New Hampshire, September 13, 1999, Comey guesses he weighed no more than 120 pounds. Feeling lucky to be alive, he committed himself to what he calls his second chance at life. In a few quick years, he graduated from college, got married, started a family, found work, became a citizen, and bought a home. He also resumed his love affair with politics. Just outside the House chamber, he says Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign helped draw him in.
That was one of the reasons I decided that I would get into public service. I was more encouraged by reading about Barack himself and connecting his story with my experience and my story from Nigeria. It was a no-brainer.
Still, Comey says he would have entered politics with or without Obama. But his decision to run for state representative was intertwined with the Illinois senator's presidential campaign. Comey worked hard for Obama, hard enough to get himself elected as a delegate to the Democratic Convention. In Denver, he met and impressed some of the most powerful people in his party, including New Hampshire House Speaker Terry Norelli.
Richard clearly is interested in jumping in with 2 feet, getting as involved as he can possibly get, and we're very excited to have him as part of the caucus because of that.
In a nod to his enthusiasm, the Democrats have given Comey the rare distinction of serving on 2 committees. To make time in his schedule, Comey asked his employer, Easter Seals, if he could work different hours. Now, he cares for children with autism and other developmental disabilities on the night shift, 11 p.m. to 9 a.m. As he walks through the halls of the State House, Comey keeps running into people he met at the Democratic Convention.
Richard! Congratulations!
And they keep asking him the same question.
Oh, yeah. New Hampshire as well, sir. Are you coming to the inauguration?
I plan on it, but right now I'm not very sure.
Comey has a ticket, but he's too proud to answer the question candidly. He can't afford the airfare or hotel. But he says no matter how much he would enjoy the Washington party, he feels there's plenty to celebrate here. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.
And we are wondering, are you, like Richard Comey, hoping to get to go to the inauguration?
Well, we want to hear from you.
Are you caravanning possibly across America, taking the train, perhaps?
We'd especially like to know if you didn't vote for President-elect Barack Obama, but are still excited to see his swearing-in. If you are, go to our website, npr.org/daytoday, and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to put the word inauguration in the subject line. More coming up on Day to Day from NPR News.